What's going on, guys? Welcome back to the Play Action Podcast. I'm Aiden O'Hare, and of course, I'm here with Vinny Jackson. Vinny, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Aiden. How are you doing on this fine
day? I'm doing very good. We're finally back in the studio. It feels really good to be back. I'm sure you guys will love that we're back.
I'm sure they can tell. Yeah, immediately. Yeah,
the audio is already better. And, you know, the video listeners right now can see that I'm rocking the Play Action Podcast merch, which we were considering maybe doing some. If you guys think you would buy some, let us know. But that's a one of one piece from Christmas. Yeah,
that's
so pretty
nice.
Pretty cool. And before we hop into this episode, let us start off with episode 66, player number 66, or a 66-year-old player.
Oh, wow.
And honestly,
I just don't really know many players that are of this age group.
Yeah, I was trying to think. And, like, we've been close with the Dan Marino. We know he's in his 60s, so you got to go think of someone of his era.
Not really.
And I was just thinking about someone earlier that I was like, oh, this could nail it. And the only other player I can think of that was back then, maybe, like, a... I'm probably going to get clowned for this. Randall Cunningham would be my guess. I'm not sure how old he is, but...
Let's
see, Randall Cunningham is... Ooh, 61. All right, a couple off.
What? Okay. Not really. No, I was thinking more of like going for a number.
Yeah, 66.
I feel like there's some players that would use this number. Probably offensive linemen.
Yeah,
who
probably.
Would it... How about, I'm thinking of just like a lineman that would have this number.
I couldn't think of any Packers that wore 61.
How about Marquise Pouncey? That's my guess.
I have no clue how to, he wore 53.
Ooh.
So nowhere close. Both of them actually wore 53. Hmm. Interesting.
I mean, these are all going to be, like...
Yeah.
We got to figure out a way to make it, like, different.
Yeah, like...
Maybe, like, if you start with the season, like, what episode this is of the season.
Yeah, that might be...
Because those are all just, like, the same kind of...
Yeah.
Same kind of people.
I would agree with that. All right. All right, so not too bad, not too bad. So let's just hop right into some news.
All right, guys, let's start talking about some news for this week. Obviously, you know, the playoffs are among us.
Yes.
Finally, we have some wild card games, you know, coming up. And, you know, mainly just got some injuries on here pertaining to the games this weekend.
Yeah.
But I did want to mention, I did see that the Raiders fired their head coach, Antonio Pierce, who I believe he was just, like, a replacement of the previous coach, like, interim or, like, temporarily.
I do think they should have. I mean, he hasn't done anything with the team, but also the entire team's kind of poverty, so you can't really blame that on him.
And I mean, I don't know if this was like some sort of fake storyline, but people were saying there was stuff about Tom Brady was trying to get Bill Belichick to play for the Raiders.
Really? Oh, yeah, because Tom, I guess, is a owner of the Raiders.
I know, I didn't even know that, but I mean, he obviously just signed with UNC recently, so I don't know how that even works.
Yeah, I don't know how that works either.
I mean, yeah, UNC is probably... Would they pay more, you think? Do college teams usually...
They do not pay more than NFL.
Really?
Some
college teams like Alabama like pay a ton.
I mean, maybe. But like at UNC, he would be making
more.
That's
a good school, though.
Yeah, but for like football? Maybe for basketball. But I don't know.
Oh, yeah, true. But... Yeah, Raiders not looking too hot. Gonna have to,
do something.
Gonna have to use one of their early picks this year.
Yeah,
to do something. But yeah, I mean, injury wise, there's really not too much to talk about. I mean, for the games this weekend, I don't know which one of these are on Saturday and which one is Sunday.
It is in. I think it's actually might be in the order that you put them.
Okay.
I know Chargers Texans. I believe is Saturday. I can actually check. Yeah, Chargers. Texans Saturday, Steelers Ravens Saturday night. Then it goes Broncos Bills Sunday at 1, Packers-Eagles Sunday at 4, Commanders-Bucks Sunday at 8, and then Vikings-Rams Monday night.
Okay, I mean, yeah, we definitely got an action-packed weekend.
Yes.
But injury-wise, starting out with the Chargers and Texans, I did see that Quentin Johnson and Josh Palmer were both out. I know Quentin Johnson had...
Both out?
Or not out, sorry. They were out of practice, I should say.
Which means there's a chance.
Yeah, and I know Quentin Johnson, I believe, had like a crazy week.
Yeah.
Stat-wise, for he was illness, thigh, Josh Palmer. And then also J.K. Dobbins, who obviously knows has been back from IR, but he was limited with an ankle injury. And also Gus Edwards.
Mm.
So, you know, Chargers.
Those are some huge injuries.
Yeah, definitely some noteworthy ones.
Yeah.
So talking about the Steelers and Ravens, Chris Boswell and Cam Hayward were, I believe, it says absent just due to illness from this practice. But they both played last game, so I think they're probably fine.
Yeah, I mean, if Chris Boswell's not playing, how are the Steelers going to score any points?
I know.
I mean,
that's the only means of offense. And Cam Hayward's obviously great. So.
Yeah.
And then we did also just get confirmation pretty recently that Zay Flowers is officially out.
Wow.
For the,
that could be big, especially with that terrible Steelers secondary.
Yeah,
they need
the
all
Steelers,
the help they
the
can
Steelers
get.
Cornerbacks, they were struggling against the Bengals.
The Packers
hard.
Cornerbacks are also so bad. It's hard to watch. So, yeah, we will see.
Yeah, but so that game, you know, dreading that game a little bit. Bills and Broncos, there was nothing really major, noteworthy, just, you know, some limiteds here and there.
Mm-hmm.
Packers-Eagles, that one's got a few up in the air.
Yes.
Well, obviously, we know Hurts. He's had a concussion earlier and then a finger injury. So he's...
That's been lingering.
Limited, yeah, limited
like,
back
I've heard,
practice.
Like, real, like, things that he might not be able to play.
I mean, that would be crazy.
That would be huge.
And A.J. Brown and Pickett are also limited.
Mm.
But, you know, on the other side of the ball, Jordan Love, he did sustain a little injury in that last game. It was, like, some hand numbness or something from his elbow.
I don't know how that happened, but, yeah, he actually was about to come back in. So I'm sure he'll be fine for this week.
He sounded optimistic on reports that I saw.
And then Christian Watson obviously went down, too, which ACL
I mean, he's
tear.
Always hurt.
I know, and he's so good, too. It's
really?
Yeah, like, whenever he plays, he's a big part for us. He just never plays, so it's unfortunate.
I mean, yeah, this game, I don't know. That's going to be an interesting game, I know.
I'm not excited.
I know Aiden, especially, you know, with all the Eagles fans around.
Yeah.
Aiden always wears his Packers jersey on game day and then gets into little chirps.
I got it.
But yeah, that one and then Bucks and Commanders. Bucks did have a lot of, you know, they said something like 16 players on the injury report.
Gosh.
Which it did say, you know, mostly 7 of them at least, such as Bucky Irving and Antoine Winfield are back to full practice.
Okay.
Cade Otton's limited practice. And then Viking or Rams, I guess not much for the Commanders, and then also Rams Vikings, nothing major out
All
yet.
All right, so
there's some, yeah, there's definitely some noteworthy ones. I mean, Packers Eagles will be the biggest thing.
Yeah, if Hurts cannot play, that would be. So
I mean, they
weird.
Could.
I think we.
You guys could just agree to like both teams agree. Okay, we'll just play our backups. So then,
yeah, I don't.
They
think
don't hurt them. So then, you know, then you got. Pickett and
I would take Levis. I would take Levis over Pickett, or not Levis. Malik Willis.
Willis, yeah.
I'll take Malik Willis over Pickett any day of the week. So
that would be that. Yeah, that'd be an interesting.
Although
matchup.
If we like lose in the playoffs to Kenny Pickett, oh god,
Aiden would. Nah. And then they ended up beating the Steelers in the Super Bowl.
Yeah,
that would be. Oh my gosh.
Oh boy.
But yeah, I mean, obviously some exciting games coming up. And then obviously, you know, we still have last week to talk about some, you know, a lot of meaningless games. But
yeah, a couple meaningful.
Yeah, I did, you know, got the playoff bracket officially locked in. So
all right, well, let's go to some Guess the Player then.
All right, let's get started here talking about some of the games last week. obviously, you know, our league, we didn't really have fantasy, so
yes,
probably harder to really pay attention to some individual stat lines.
Yeah.
But I just picked out some interesting ones here.
All right.
Some of them are pretty hard, but first one, we have a pretty solid performance here. We have 9 receptions for 123 and a touchdown.
All right, so that's obviously a huge game. 9 catches is a ton. 123, that's... Who is that going to be? 9 catches is a ton. My thoughts are either... I think I'm feeling Amon-Ra right now. Maybe Ja'Marr Chase. I know Ja'Marr Chase had a big game against the Steelers. So, but it could be... Or no, he got 2 touchdowns. I'm going to go with Ja'Marr Chase.
Okay, that is incorrect. Not a bad guess, though. Ja'Marr Chase was at 96.
Okay.
But this player is actually Jacoby Myers.
Wow.
Of the Raiders. Which I figured... I mean, I was looking over this game, and... I mean, other side of the ball, Quentin Johnson almost had 200.
I actually didn't even realize how good he did. 13 catches?
I was considering putting that one in.
Dang.
But yeah, I mean, the Raiders, I mean, this game didn't mean anything for them, obviously. And Chargers, were they, do you know if they were, I mean,
they were in the playoffs.
I don't know if their seed was already set before this.
I doubt their seeding was set, especially with Herbert playing the whole game. So I doubt it. But, I mean, yeah, the Chargers, I think they're going to be sneaky. They got a pretty favorable first-round matchup against the Texans, which I think is probably the best seeding they could have got. And then after that, if everything goes the way it probably will go, then it's going to be Chiefs-Chargers, which... I mean, Chargers played well against the Chiefs. Like, I could very... If someone told me the Chargers go all the way to the championship game, or, like, that AFC championship...
I wouldn't be shocked.
I wouldn't be shocked either, because you just got to beat Texans and then probably Chiefs, unless the Steelers or Broncos win, which, I mean, I'm not going to say I would be surprised if neither of them won, but, yeah... Chargers maybe be slept on.
I mean, do you remember where you had them in your, like, did you really have them making
Chargers?
The playoffs? Yeah.
Let's see.
Usually they're.
Chargers, I had.
I guess you didn't have a full
I had them at
record.
Second. Yeah, I didn't have a full bracket, but I did have them second in the division.
Which I guess.
I predicted the AFC West perfectly. Chargers, or Chiefs, Chargers, Broncos, Raiders. And
did
I actually
get the AFC South right?
Yeah, I think I got AFC South perfect.
Definitely not AFC East.
Okay, yeah, I absolutely bombed.
The Jets winning that one.
And then I did bomb on the AFC North as well.
I
got Ravens
first.
That's
what you got for putting the Steelers last.
Yeah, I don't know what I was
NFC
thinking
West
there.
49ers being first was a...
Yeah, that was a miss.
Was an L.
49ers actually got last. That's crazy.
NFC South?
I got NFC South perfect.
Oh, Panthers...
Got NFC South perfect. NFC East, I also did not do good in because I had the Cowboys winning. And
NFC
then NFC
North.
North
the Vikings last. Get the Bears over the Vikings. That's disrespect.
I know. It kind of is. But not too actually bad for my division predictions.
Yeah, not too bad. But yeah, I agree with you. Chiefs could definitely.
If the Chiefs lost, I would not be surprised at all.
Yeah. I mean, realistically, I'm seeing the Ravens. The Ravens or Bills beat whoever in this championship game.
If both the
game.
Ravens and Bills win, it's going to be Ravens versus Bills in the next round.
Yeah, exactly.
So,
whichever of those teams, I'm confident.
Yeah, I think that game next week is probably going to be, although it's the Chiefs.
I feel like the NFC side has...
Oh, there's
some more.
Oh, yeah.
More hit or miss. I mean, we can talk about that once we get more to the...
Yeah.
Bracket specifically.
It's I'm excited. I think this has a chance to be a pretty good playoffs. So
I agree.
We will see.
All right, let's talk about another game here. We got an RB performance.
Ooh.
20 rushes for 138 and 2 touchdowns. I didn't put any receiving on here. I don't think they had much.
138. My first thought is I know Bucky Irving kind of went off this week, and the two touchdowns would make sense for him just because he is so consistently good. Oops.
I mean, I did draft him in fantasy, too.
Yeah. Who else had a big week? I mean, he's honestly the only, maybe Derrick Henry. I don't know how he did. Yeah, I'm going to go with, I will go with Bucky Irving.
That is incorrect. Not he did have 86 and a touchdown, it looks like.
Okay.
This was your other guest, Derrick Henry.
Oh, it was? I didn't think he got two touchdowns. I guess I was working during that game, so I didn't get to watch it.
I do remember him getting those. I mean, he did, like we mentioned in the last episode, he did have that incentive to get. I mean, I forgot to make like a parlay for that.
Yeah.
I don't know if you did, but I mean, he was like -230 to get a touchdown. Like, everyone knew he was going to. And he definitely did have some dominant runs in that game.
Yeah.
For sure. But yeah, the Browns, obviously.
Just terrible.
Didn't stand a chance. And I mean, we all kind of knew the Ravens were going to win. So,
yeah.
Like, us losing, I guess, didn't matter. The Steelers losing didn't
matter. Yeah, all it did was give the Bengals hope just to have it squished by the Chiefs not scoring a single point.
Yeah, I forget. One of our friends was one of our friends before the Chiefs Broncos game. I forget what the original line was.
It
was like Broncos -11 and a half. And he was like, "Oh, I might like sprinkle some on here."
Let me see if I can pull up the text, because absolute terrible.
I don't know if you actually did that. I didn't.
I did not place it.
I don't know if he actually did, but yeah, he was like, "Let's sprinkle a little something for the Chiefs to cover."
Oh, where is it?
-11 and.
I forget where it is, but yeah, it was basically like
that just goes to show you.
Yeah, Bronco or Chiefs +11 is the move.
Carson Wentz.
Carson Wentz.
I thought he was like retired.
Yeah, that's what you'd think, but he did terrible.
Yeah, and, I mean that just goes to show you how. I mean, none of the Broncos are bad, but like second string, like bad teams in the NFL, like. I'm saying, like, I feel like if this was against the Panthers or Raiders, I think the Raiders still would have, like, clapped them.
Yeah.
Like, people don't realize.
Like, the difference between first and second string is pretty important, especially, like, the entire team second string.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if they ever even got close.
I don't think
I
so.
I didn't.
I mean, it was 24.
They converted one third down.
It was 24-0 at halftime.
Time of possession, 42 minutes, Broncos, 18 them.
I mean, the Chiefs just had 98 total yards.
I mean,
that's crazy.
Do you think if they, think about it, because they were 15-1, if they were 16-0, would they have
I think they would have.
Do you know when the last undefeated season was?
Probably Patriots, I think.
Oh, yeah, I guess it'd be
2008, I want to say it was. Yeah. The Packers went 15-1. 2011.
In the good old days.
Yep, back in the good old days.
But, yeah, I mean, which game was this? Yeah, the Ravens. Like we said earlier, probably
one of the
AFC favorites, if not the Bills.
I'm going Bills, but.
I mean, that game will probably be. That game could arguably be the best.
Yeah, the battle of the MVPs.
That's true. Who
do you think it should be the MVP?
I'm saying, is the favorite Lamar right now?
No, I think Allen's still the favorite, which I agree with.
I mean, I would. I thought you didn't like Josh Allen.
Oh, no, I love Josh Allen.
Okay, that's right. I'm thinking of Brock Purdy.
Yeah, there's a lot of quarterbacks I hate.
But, I mean, does Josh Allen, he doesn't have one.
No.
I mean, I would like
Lamar
to see him.
Lamar has two. This would be Lamar's third if he wins.
I would like to see Josh Allen get one personally.
Yeah. Do you think right now, if Lamar continues playing how he does for the rest of his career, do you think he's still makes Hall of Fame with just the amount of like MVPs he has, records he holds, rushing? Do you think he gets in without a Super Bowl win?
Oh, I mean, I don't know what like the criteria is really, but I mean,
I would say so.
I don't know. You have to also think about how long he can. He's not old now, but like obviously,
how old is he?
Being a running mobile guy, you can't really play forever.
Yeah.
Whereas not like Tom Brady just.
Lamar's only 28.
I mean, yeah, honestly.
He's not even 30.
I mean, I'm sure he can get a Super Bowl by the time he retires, for sure.
Jordan Love is 26. I think Mahomes
is
over.
That's crazy. Because
Mahomes is only 29?
Jordan Love's barely younger than them, but he just seems way less accomplished than all of them.
Well, because he's only started for... This is his second full season.
I feel bad for
him. The same thing happened. Aaron Rodgers, his stats, if he started whenever he got drafted, he would have like some of the best stats in NFL history. But since he
The Packers are just screwing their own players.
They're not screwing them. They develop them.
They're never going to be able to like break records and stuff.
I don't care. They can win Super Bowls.
Dude, well, maybe they care.
Yeah.
But yeah, more of the story, the Ravens are pretty good.
Yes, I agree.
All right. Next one here, we have 19 rushes for 176 and a touchdown.
176?
I don't think I put... Wait, don't look at my screen. I'll check if there was any rushing, but I...
Dude. I mean, 176, I feel like I should have heard about, but I will say I was pretty bad about, oh, wait, I do know someone that was torching. If he has a lot of receiving yards, I think I know who it is.
They have zero.
Oh, then I don't. Okay, shoot. I mean, you would think I would know if someone was straight up torching the run game.
I mean, I'll just say it's some of that you probably haven't even said their name once this year.
Oh, so it's like a random or just someone?
I mean, I wouldn't say random, like you know him, but like we haven't talked about him this year.
Okay, so I was just thinking Bijan, but that makes me think no. Which, oh, maybe it's like a sneaky player in the Patriots. Or maybe ETN. That's just so many rushing yards. I'll just go Travis Etienne. I feel like we haven't talked about him.
That is incorrect. Looks like Travis Etienne had 31 rushing yards.
Okay, nice.
So you are very off. It was actually Damian Pierce.
Whoa.
Of the Texans? Yeah, and I mean, really, the reason I threw this game in was I believe the Titans have sealed the number one pick.
Wow, okay.
With this performance.
Yeah,
here.
I'm
pretty sure they did, right? I don't want to be incorrect.
Yes, I think so.
Because the Raiders have 4 wins.
Looks like Titans got it.
Okay. I mean, who are they supposed to get?
Probably Cam Ward from Miami.
Is Cam Ward like that good?
I think he's decent.
If Cam Ward's so good, like, why is he not winning the Heisman? Or why is Shedeur Sanders not being the first pick?
Well, Shedeur ain't that good.
Then what's the Heisman have, like...
He didn't win the Heisman. You're thinking of
Travis Hunter. I always get them mixed up.
Wow. This guy. Come on.
So, Shedeur Sanders, what team is he playing on?
Colorado. They play for the same team.
Okay, yeah, that's why I get them mixed up. Wait, so you're telling me who's like the main starter then?
What do you mean? For Colorado?
Yeah.
Travis Hunter ain't a quarterback.
Oh, no, you're right. Okay. I get these mixed up.
He doesn't watch college football, he does not watch college football.
I just get them mixed up a lot because you know, you got Primetime Sanders.
They do have another son who's a receiver on that team. Another Sanders. I don't know what his name is.
I can't keep up with this stuff. But yeah, Travis Hunter like just keep playing and
No, he's doing the draft, but I think he will probably fall to like 3. I heard the Giants might pick him, but they don't have a quarterback, so
3rd overall pick?
I think so.
Okay. I mean, you think the Heisman would be first if he's that good?
Well,
but I guess it depends what you need.
Yeah, not many people need.
I wonder if there's any updates on that situation. I know.
Oh, Travis.
I've never seen like him and his girlfriend. He was getting like. Ashton Gentry's probably just happy he didn't win the Heisman because Travis Hunter like deleted his Instagram.
Okay, yeah, so Titans first, Browns second, Giants third, Patriots fourth.
The Raiders fall all the way to six.
Yeah. Jets at seven. I mean, they're probably going to get rid of Rodgers.
The Raiders could have easily got the first round pick, but then.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why they fired the coach.
Mm-hmm.
I mean.
Yeah. We will see. We will see. But, yeah, Titans, I would assume they're going to take a quarterback. They need one pretty bad, so.
Yeah, I mean, just thinking about, like, I just know this always happened with the Steelers, but, like, just barely making the wild card and then losing.
Yeah, that happened
round.
To the Titans for a while.
So we get, like, we don't get, like, a good enough pick in the beginning.
Yeah.
But then you don't get, like, the last pick where you win. So it's always just, like, that awkward in-between
yeah.
for the Steelers.
And that's, like, I think what happened to the Titans for a while, because Levis was a late-round pick. Malik Willis, who ended up being very good with the Packers this year, but he was picked...
He was hyped up.
He was picked after Kenny Pickett. That draft class was probably the worst quarterback draft class ever.
Who was it?
The only two I know are Kenny Pickett and Malik Willis. So...
Really?
Yeah.
There was definitely more quarterbacks taken earlier, right?
I don't know. No, Kenny was the first one.
Really? Yeah. I find that hard to believe.
Yeah. But, all right. You got any more?
Yeah, we got one more here. We got a quarterback.
Okay.
We got,
Let me cook.
23 for 36, 274, but four touchdowns. And one interception and no rushing yards.
Yeah, I think I know who this is. I think this is going to be a rather bad man. Is it Aaron Rodgers?
It is.
Yeah.
I did choose him because this, you know, this could be his last game.
I know. Oh, gosh. That's just so sad. I can't believe it. I honestly don't think it is. After watching, like, the Enigma show.
Is that good?
If you can watch it.
Is it just, like, a documentary about him?
Yeah. I would watch it. It is very good. I haven't finished it. I still have one more episode left. There's only three, but...
Is it about, like, his, like biography? Is it, like, it's just about...
It talks about his past, like... but, yeah, there's, like... It goes really into depth about, like, his ayahuasca trips and all that stuff.
Does that make you want to do it?
No. He said, like, ayahuasca is, like...
He doesn't recommend?
His words were, like, when you're doing, like... any type of psychedelic, you're like, oh, this is gonna be like really fun. And he said, when you're doing ayahuasca, you're like, this is about to suck.
But then what?
It's supposed to make you like think about how terrible of a like human being you are, and then once you're done with it, you're like, all right, I need to change.
It sounds just depressing.
I know it does.
I mean, let's do something more fun than that.
Yeah,
but maybe it worked for him a little bit.
Yeah,
I mean,
who knows?
I've seen, because I think, is his contract up? I believe it's...
I think he still has one more year.
Or I know, like, yeah, like he may have one more year, but the Jets probably won't re-sign him.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure.
So I don't know where, because he's, what, 41? Yeah, he's 41.
Yeah.
He's getting up there.
I wouldn't be surprised if, like, for example, I don't know what team, maybe the Raiders, they aren't able to snag a quarterback. They could maybe sign Rodgers, Saints.
I mean, would Rodgers want it? Would Rodgers be picky, though? I mean...
I don't think he can be. I think he just wants to start somewhere.
He also looks like he told this Fox Sports lady that he loved her, Pam Oliver.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's nice.
I saw that.
Very nice. Yeah, many of these headlines are just... Like this one, Aaron Rodgers tells New York Jets what they need to change.
Yeah,
I mean, the team, I don't know, like, they have the talent, it seems. Like, obviously, the coaching has been all over the place
this year. I don't
know what.
I do feel like Aaron Rodgers did set them back, like, multiple years.
Because they were looking, I mean, who would they just have Zach Wilson right before this?
Mm-hmm. But then they traded a bunch of picks to get Rodgers. They traded picks.
Yeah.
And then they signed all these players, like, he kind of put them through the ringer.
They signed the Packers...
Yeah, the entire Packers retirement team.
Yeah, I mean, he honestly probably did, just the injury last year.
Yeah, that killed him. And he talks about that in the doc, which is pretty cool. So, yeah, unfortunate. But,
yeah, I mean...
Yeah, so looking at these other games, there wasn't any really big ones that stood out. Panthers end up on a very good Bryce Young looks good all of a sudden. And then, like, Bears, I guess, finally beat the Packers. Whoop, whoop. Only took you 6 years to do it. And then, like, Commanders win, which secured them the 6th seed and made the Packers the 7th seed. And then, yeah, Seahawks beat the Rams, which I don't think meant anything because of last week. And so, yeah, overall, pretty good week. And also, I guess Vikings lose to the Lions. They got smoked, which secured the 1 seed for the Lions, which was a big game for them. So, yeah, overall, pretty good week. Excited for the playoffs. But we can now go into some playoff trivia. All right. So, we got some playoff trivia for Vinny here today.
I don't really know what this really entails.
So most of these questions have to do with the last 10 years playoffs for the most part. And there are, I think, 9 questions. And the over-under will be, I'll set it at 6.5. I'm pretty confident that you'll get most of these.
Oh, I'm trying to go, I may say under. Okay. Sometimes you make these easier than they should be.
First question, name the last 5 Super Bowl winners in order.
Oh.
I think you're going to struggle with this one.
I mean, I don't really.
Always forget the 1 year.
In order is always crazy.
I'll give you half a point if you can just name the last 5.
I'll just name it. I'll worry about the order.
Okay,
I'll worry about the order later. Okay. We have the Rams.
Yes, they're one.
The Chiefs, last 5, would they be 3 in that time? Three Chiefs.
Then you just gotta name one other.
Oh, is it Buccaneers?
Yes, okay, so what was the order?
Okay,
Which isn't it crazy that without Tom Brady and the Buccaneers.
So last year was Chiefs.
Yes.
The year before that was Rams.
No.
Chiefs again.
Yep. They're going for the three-peat.
And then Rams.
Yep.
And then the Buccaneers beat the Chiefs.
Yes.
And then the Chiefs originally.
Yes.
Dang, so, that's so long. That seems like a long time of just dynasty winning.
Yeah. It's really annoying.
I was happy when the Bucks won. Yeah. I mean, some people don't like Tom Brady, but I was like, mm-hmm. I mean, this was before,
No, I think I wanted the Chiefs to win that year, actually. Just because that was before their dynasty.
Yeah, but it was like, yo, yeah, this is awesome. And then it just.
Yeah. Okay, I'll give you a point for that. What was the last time the Steelers won a playoff game? The year.
Okay. Well,
I'll give you a hint. It's been a while.
I mean, is it 20? Is it in the 2000s? I'm kidding. It's it feels like longer than that. I'm thinking like 2020.
That's your guess?
Yeah.
No. 2016-2017 season was the last time they won a playoff game.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I guess, yeah, looking back at that, that seems 2020 is kind of recent in that.
Yeah.
Who would that?
It was against the Chiefs, actually.
Really? I don't remember that. I mean, I was a lot younger.
Yeah, I don't
even
remember.
I remember us losing a lot of, like, I remember, like, us losing to the Patriots that 1 year.
Mm-hmm. I think the year
Jacksonville,
that was the year, that was 2017-2018 season that they lost, because they got the first round bye that year, I believe.
Wow, I do remember that.
Yeah. All right.
Brown, yeah, lost to the Browns.
Yeah. All right. Next up.
Sad.
Where have the most Super Bowls been played? And bonus point if you could name one of the winners from the location.
Right off the bat, I mean, there's a lot. I mean, I just remember the last one was in LA.
Mm-hmm.
But if are we talking like all time?
Yeah, all time, even including like the first one.
So back then, like, I don't even know if they would really have many teams out there back then. I mean, I feel like New York's just a big city, so like all those older ones would be there. I would say New York.
It is not New York. It is going to be Miami.
Really?
Can you name one of the winners from any of those?
Hmm. I mean, I don't remember. Do you know the last time it was in Miami?
It was just in Miami pretty recently.
I remember being in Tampa. It was in Tampa for the Buccaneers winning. I remember that.
Yeah, true.
I don't know about Miami.
Okay, then the last one was within the last 15 years. I don't think you're going to get it, though. If you just name a team that's won it.
Patriots?
They have not won it. It was the Saints. They won it there.
Okay. I would have not guessed Miami.
Yeah. I wasn't going to guess that either. I probably would have guessed Dallas.
Is their stadium wasn't even that. I mean,
they played games
kind of
in
stadium.
Well, recently they just made it good. But they did play, like, I think Miami's just, like, good.
I was actually there over break. It's a nice city.
All right. Next up, what was the largest comeback in an NFL playoff game in the last 10 years?
Is it the 28-0 Patriots?
It wasn't 28-0. It was 28-3, which I will count. For some reason, I have Chiefs versus Texans, so maybe, but 28-3 would have been.
So I proved you wrong.
Because, yeah, 28-3 is 25 points. Chiefs were down 24. So maybe this was including not Super Bowl. I'm not sure. I'll give you the point for that, though.
Yeah, I know. I knew that game. I remember that game.
Yes.
I actually wanted the Falcons to win.
I did, too. I was praying on it.
I mean, everyone did.
What were the two teams involved in the famous double doink?
Oh, okay. I mean, I know it was the Bears.
Mm-hmm.
Now, who would they have been playing? So it's in the NFC.
I remember watching this full game, and when the Bears missed it, I was ecstatic.
Are you trying to say it's the Packers?
No, it's not the Bears.
Okay. I think of the NFC team they would play, but it'd be like a team they get that gets lucky.
It's actually the team that went on to win the Super Bowl, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well then, when's that an NFC team that won the Super Bowl? Would it be?
I believe they won it this year. I'm not positive.
They just won the Super Bowl?
No. Like, the year that the double doink happened.
When was the double doink? You know what? Let's just say Seahawks?
No, it was the Eagles.
Really? I mean, I guess that checks out.
Yeah.
Did they have won that year?
I think they did. I think it was 2018. 2018-19.
Oh, was that the Nick Foles year?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, that does.
Or maybe it was 2017. I think it was 2017.
That does sound about right. I forgot about them. I'm listening to the Jalen Hurts era.
I know. All right. What two team? Or no, that's the last one. What play eventually led to the Chiefs' overtime loss to the Patriots in the 2019 AFC Championship?
The Patriots lost?
The Patriots won against the Chiefs in 2019.
AFC Championship.
It was a huge play because I believe it was fourth down. And
the Patriots?
Patriots had the ball. This is kind of like...
It's like a famous play?
It's kind of like you either know it or you don't know it.
I mean, I don't know, I can't really think of anything prominent.
It was a penalty. I'll give you that.
It was a penalty.
I remember this game so.
Is it like a
so clearly
like an infamous penalty?
Yeah, I would say so.
Was it an everyday penalty?
Yeah, but it's like.
Was dumb penalty?
Yeah. It was more on the player.
Was it an offensive or defensive penalty?
Defensive.
Hmm.
Gave the Patriots a first down.
Probably like roughing the punter?
No. It was Dee Ford, if you remember, was offsides.
I don't remember.
He was lined up offsides, basically gave the Patriots the win after that.
I don't remember that, but...
Okay. Next one. Name the infamous Final Four QBs from the 2017 playoff graphic. There's a playoff graphic. It's very, like, funny because there's four quarterbacks there. And there's only, like, one good quarterback.
It's funny that there's only one good quarterback?
Yeah, because it was the final four teams in the NFL. So, like,
and what year was this?
2017.
Who won that? 2017. Did we just say the Eagles won this year?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, I mean, Nick Foles or Carson Wentz? I don't know.
It was Foles.
Okay. And then they beat the Patriots, right?
Yeah. So Tom Brady. He was the only
good quarterback. Good one.
Okay. This was the year the Steelers lost in the divisional round.
So they made it past... You're saying they won?
No, they had the bye, and then they had to play this team where they lost in a shootout. Who's the quarterback
for who'd you say it was?
The Jags.
Oh, was it Blake Bortles?
Yes. And then Minneapolis Miracle, who threw the pass?
Minneapolis? That wasn't that year, was it?
It was.
That was a really good playoff run,
yeah.
That was that long ago? Wow. I mean, that's got to be...
I don't think you're going to know this.
Well, I guess it wouldn't be Kirk Cousins.
It's not Kirk Cousins.
It wouldn't be J.J. McCarthy.
No, probably not.
I remember this play. I remember this play vividly. I watched this play live.
I did, too. I was pissed.
I was saying he's not good.
That was actually my
I know it's a white Drew quarterback, Brees. Right?
It is a white quarterback. A backup.
Backup for them or backup now?
He was a backup for them. Or was he? I think he was a backup for them then. Maybe not. Maybe Kirk got hurt.
Who is this?
I forget.
It's like a OG guy.
Yeah, I don't think you're going to get it. You want me to tell you?
Yeah.
It's Case Keenum.
Okay, I wouldn't have got that. There
was like this big graphic of Case Keenum, Blake Bortles, Nick Foles, and Tom Brady all walking towards like the Super Bowl trophy. And it's just really funny.
Seen that.
Okay, two more.
That wasn't the boring Super Bowl.
No, the boring Super Bowl was the Rams.
Rams.
Yeah.
And who?
Patriots.
Yeah, that one was miserable.
Yeah. Okay, who was the player that made the no-call PI against the Saints? If you remember Saints-Rams game, the obvious PI not called. And then
Lattimore?
Saints, it was not.
Wait.
He was on the Rams.
It was on the Rams.
The player was on the Rams, yeah.
Was it Jalen Ramsey?
No. I don't think he was on the Rams at that time.
Oh, man.
I don't...
What's their last name begin with?
R...
Bradley Roby.
That's the second part is the first part of his last name.
Roby?
Yeah.
What, that's his last name?
The first part. He has a two-parter last name, and that's the first part.
Oh, well, then I'm not going to know. I don't...
His first name is a type of coin.
Penny?
No.
Nickel?
Yeah.
Nickel Roby?
Okay, you don't know that. It's Nickel Roby Coleman. Nickel Roby Coleman.
I feel like it'd be Nicole, if anything.
Well, that's a girl's name, so.
Well, it's his name. Okay, I remember watching that play, but.
Yeah.
I remember because I liked the Saints back then.
My Drew Brees hating saga started, I think, a bit
was
later.
Was that Drew Brees last season?
No. Drew Brees last season, I think, was 2020 because he lost to Tom Brady in the playoffs. Maybe 2019. I forget. All right. Next up, which coach won a Super Bowl in his first ever year as an NFL head coach during the last decade? This one is kind of tough, but we've talked about this game a lot now, so you just got to know the coach.
This, we've talked about like, this game a lot.
This Super Bowl game.
This epi?
Yeah, this episode.
Okay, well, I mean, what have we talked about a lot? What's his name? I know his name.
The coach?
Yeah.
What game? Or what team?
Well, I don't want to give it away.
You're not going to give it away. I know the answer.
Well, I don't want to give away what I'm thinking. They're like, oh, you can't name that coach.
What?
Are they still coaching this team right now?
No.
Okay, then I actually don't know. Well, the thing about it, it wouldn't be the Patriots or Chiefs.
No.
Is it Sean McVay? Oh, he still coaches them.
Yeah, no, it's not Sean McVay.
Would it be the Bengals? Would
no.
It
be
the, I mean, it wouldn't be Andy Reid of any kind.
Nope.
I'm just thinking of these recent.
It's the game when we talked about a ton.
We've talked about all these games.
It's the Eagles.
Oh. Okay.
If you can remember their coach.
Well, because I was saying it's not the current coach. So then
it is not.
So then who is he still coaching right now?
I don't think he still is.
How would he win a Super
Bowl
his first year and not? It's not Nick Sirianni. So.
Yeah. Oh yeah. No, he is still a coach. I forgot.
A head coach.
Yeah, head coach. Yeah.
I mean, I don't know who that would have been.
He was a Green Bay quarterback coach. Or no, he was a Green Bay Packers quarterback.
You should like him then.
It's Doug Peterson.
Oh.
Of the Eagles.
Wait, who's he coach now?
Jags.
Oh,
so
right.
I kind of forgot.
But he's kind of mid now.
Yeah, I definitely think he's not as good.
I forgot. I do remember him as coaching them. I totally forgot.
Yeah. That. All right, well, that's all we got for some playoff trivia. I guess we'll just quickly wrap up with some predictions. All right, so for playoff predictions, we're just going to run through all these games right now, and then we're each going to give our Super Bowl winner prediction. So let's start off Chargers at Texans.
I mean,
it's going to be in Texas or wherever they play their
game. The Chargers
game.
Don't really have fans anyways, I don't think.
True.
I mean, I've been liking the Chargers, I'm going to be honest.
And I haven't been liking the Texans, so I'm going to go with the Chargers here.
Okay. I mean, I'm usually right about predictions. I don't know about playoff. I don't remember my playoff history. But, yeah, the Chargers have looked better. I mean, we obviously talked about those injuries, but
mm-hmm.
I don't know. And I would like to see I mean, I feel like the Chargers could beat the Chiefs, but I don't know. It could just be a typical Chiefs game.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Steelers at Ravens. I'm sorry.
I mean, it's in Baltimore. The Steelers should just
there's no shot.
I mean, yeah, we kind of saw this coming. Like after the first loss to. Who was it? Who was the first loss to of like the
hard
like
game started
the
streak?
Of the Steelers?
Let's see. I think it
we
might
lost
have
to
been
the Browns at one game. That was.
I think it might have been the Ravens that started it.
We beat the Ravens the first time.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it was the Eagles. The Eagles beat them, and then the Ravens beat them, then the Chiefs beat. I mean, that's a really hard stretch. Eagles, Ravens, Chiefs, mm-hmm. Bengals. I mean, that's
but
really
just
tough.
Just kind of goes to show you the Steelers aren't that level. Like
mm-hmm.
they're still just fun to watch and root for, but. Yeah, Russell Wilson's been slowing down production. People are saying they want Fields back in.
Yeah, I don't blame them.
Which, I mean, everybody was kind of switching up pretty quick.
Mm-hmm.
When people were taking, like, when Fields came out, everyone was like, what?
Yeah.
And then they immediately just loved Wilson. Now they, like, want to see Fields again.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, the Ravens are just a really good team.
Yeah. All right, another really good team, Broncos at Bills. The Broncos have been showing heart, but there's no way the Bills lose this. Josh Allen, I think, will have some have something to say. Or, like, there'll be things to be said about him if he can't get this done.
Yeah. And then you probably want to win MVP.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, just looking at this also, the Bills are -8.5, but the Steelers are actually the biggest underdogs at
of course.
+9.5. By far, I mean, yeah, like
what are the Packers?
Like over here, NFC is all close. Packers are plus four and a half. Buccaneers minus three. Rams.
Ooh, I like Buccaneers minus three.
Is that free loot?
I think it might be.
Yeah, it could be. But yeah, I mean, the NFC game's definitely bigger spreads there.
Yeah.
Or AFC.
Yeah.
NFC, though.
Speaking of it, Packers versus Eagles.
I mean, there's just so much up in the air with injuries this game.
I'm going to go with Eagles just on the off chance that maybe it means that the Packers win. But I mean, I'm going to go with the Eagles.
Honestly, is it in Philly, I guess?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. That sucks.
Dude, it's honestly, just outside of Philly. It's just inside,
of Philly. Honestly, I'm going to go Packers.
All right, and you're always right about predictions.
Yeah,
so,
maybe.
Hopefully.
Yeah, the Packers, I mean, depending on injuries, obviously this could change. But
yeah.
I do like how the Packers have been playing.
Mm-hmm. Agreed. And then Commanders at Bucks up next. Just like I said earlier, I think Bucks take this easily.
I mean, I've always been supporting the Bucks this year, so I can't really give up on them now, especially being a favorite by 3 points.
Yeah.
I don't know. The Commanders, they're good, but
I don't think they're playoff.
They can be hit or miss. Yeah, like, this is an inexperienced team.
Yeah.
Whereas the Commanders are well, you know, not to say old team, but they got some vets on there.
Mm-hmm.
Especially on the defense. Mayfield just has more experience.
Yeah.
I'd say playoff experience, but experience in general. I'm confident in the Bucks. Even though Washington has a better record by two wins.
They also I don't know. I don't know. I do think that the Bucks get this, especially being in Tampa. And then last up, Vikings at Rams, where Vikings looked really bad in the last game and the Rams looked pretty good.
And yeah,
I guess they didn't look that good, but I still think Vikings take this. It's not in Minnesota, but
this is a minus one. What did it say? Minus one Minnesota.
No, yeah, minus one Minnesota.
So I mean, pretty much right down the middle. I would like to see the Vikings win personally.
I would like to see them lose.
It's more really depends on who would you rather the Packers play.
Well,
if the Packers have more experience,
it wouldn't matter. If the Packers win, they're playing the Lions.
Well, yeah, I'm saying.
Oh, like farther down. I hope we play the Commanders. I hope the Commanders.
And honestly, like, I feel like you guys have a
or Rams.
I mean, you guys have a fair. I don't know if I'd say that Eagles are harder than the Lions, but like, Packers almost beat the Lions. You know?
And the
whereas
Vikings.
Eagles can have off games, whereas the Lions don't really have off games.
Yeah.
But yeah, if you guys can beat the Eagles. I don't hate the chances.
I don't either.
I hate chances. But with that being said, I would like to see the Vikings win this.
Okay. And then last up, who is going to be your Super Bowl winner?
I mean, I think I know mine.
I think I know mine as well. I'm personally going to go with the Bills.
Really? That's who I was thinking.
Okay. There's just no way. The Bills have beaten both the Chiefs and the Lions this season. So, like, to me, there's just no shot.
I think they're just probably the most well-rounded team.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the Ravens are too, but, like, as far as defense.
Yeah, the Bills' defense is worrisome. I think the Ravens have a better defense. So, I think, honestly, Bills or Ravens. And then maybe Lions.
I see this being an AFC kind of year.
I do as well.
I'm only really... The Lions are the only real, like, threat. But, I mean, yeah. Honestly, if the Chiefs... I could see it being... I could honestly see the Lions getting upset somewhere.
Yeah, I could too.
I mean, Bills and Lions is probably most people's
That would be a good. If it's Bills
that'd be
Lions,
that'd be an enjoyable Super Bowl. I think
as long as the Bills win, I don't want the Lions to win.
Really, I want the Lions to win.
They've been talking.
They've never
all this
won
talk.
A Super Bowl in like
exactly.
50s and ever.
Yeah, ever. So let's keep it that way.
All right, but yeah, I mean, that pretty much wraps up the ep.
Yes, it does. A lot, does. I mean,
you know, obviously not many games to talk about, but very important games.
Yes, very important.
Saturday and Sunday football, so
Monday.
And Monday, so, yeah.
And some college football playoffs.
Yeah, tonight's, what, Notre Dame.
Penn State.
Can't really say I have any incentive for either team. I know, I don't know, Aiden's like 50-50 sometimes.
Yeah.
Penn State fan, sometimes Penn State hater.
I'm still on the fence about being a fan, so we'll see. Maybe eventually, maybe once I graduate, I'll become a fan, like a bigger fan, but we will see. But
yeah
that's all we got for this week, so we will see you guys next week, where hopefully the Steelers and Packers move on.
Yeah, hopefully we'll be in a good mood to talk about football.
Yes, we'll see. But yeah, see you guys next week.
Peace.
Peace.